coming up on episode number 667. Well, for Cover Story Night tonight, let's take a look at the music of the first female singer to have four top five singles released from a single album. Yes, I'm talking about Cynthia Ann Stephanie Lauper, better known as Cyndi Lauper, born June 22nd, 1953. No, this cover story is not tied to somebody's birthday. We're going to hear covers of Cyndi Lauper. We're going to hear covers by Cyndi Lauper, and we're going to hear the original versions of songs that Cyndi Lauper made famous. It is a packed show, and it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's April 22nd, 2010. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville, where we take an artist and look at their body of work through the use of cover songs. And tonight, it is going to be the aforementioned Cyndi Lauper, who you can see right now, or these days, on Celebrity Apprentice. She's still hanging in there and doing a great job. But, of course, a lot of us who grew up in the 80s know her for one particular album called She's So Unusual, and we're going to hear some covers of songs from that. That was her breakout album, and I think six of the songs you're going to hear on tonight's show are covers that have something to do with songs on that album, covers of songs from that album or original versions from songs on that album. And what got me into this, doing this show, what got me to do the Cyndi Lauper show, is that I got an email from a musician that I'm just a huge fan of. If you've heard of the electronica group Ann Dane, they had a hit a few years ago with a song called Beautiful Things. I was contacted by Mavie, the singer, who apparently got referred to me by a common connection. And she actually had a brand new Cyndi Lauper cover that she was nice enough to let me play on the show. And that kind of spawned the whole Cyndi Lauper cover story. So we got some great stuff. Let's go ahead and get to it. The cover that I just mentioned by Mavie, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. This is a solo performance, and make sure you check out the video for it. I'll see if I can put a link up to it on Coverville so you can check it out. Really cool little iPhone app. I don't know what she's using, but it looks really cool. Here's Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Mavie from Ann Dane.
Oh, kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning me up inside. I drove all
Nobody can hit those notes like Cindy. That is I'm Gonna Be Strong by a group called Blue Angel. Now, Blue Angel released only one album, a self-titled album, back in 1980. And that was the band that basically kicked off Cyndi Lauper's career. She was a member of Blue Angel, and then she went solo right after that and released her her magnificent debut. She's so unusual. That was I'm Gonna Be Strong, originally by Gene Pitney, covered there by Blue Angel. Before that, Cyndi Lauper herself with a solo track from the Essential Cyndi Lauper, the Greatest Hits package that came out in 1989, with a cover of Roy Orbison's I Drove All Night. So now this is an interesting situation. So the original version of I Drove All Night now was written for and recorded by Roy Orbison, but Cyndi Lauper's version came out before his. As a matter of fact, his version came out 4 years after he died. So who's the original and who's the cover? Very good question. Before that, Shebop, performed by Throttleback Sparky from their self-titled album from 2005. Kind of a thrash punk group. Maybe not thrash. Definitely punk rock group. From here in the U.S., actually from Not Lame Records. Gotta thank Not Lame for turning me on to Throttleback Sparky. And then we kicked off the set with Mavie and her cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Really cool new version, and hopefully that will be released on an album soon. If and when it is, of course, you will hear about it here on Coverville. Art Coverville tonight is brought to you by Metricology, metricology.com, and the service that they provide for me is the service they can provide for you. Basically, what they allow you to do, or what they do for you, I should say, is they help you figure out if the visitors to your website, your blog, your podcast are getting what they're looking for, and what you can do to help them out, help them find what they're looking for. You know, you look at the way that most people manage a website, and they get the initial site out, and then they wait a few years, and then they modify it, or maybe they make big sweeping changes, and it's really hard to kind of gauge how those changes are affecting things because you make them all at once. Well, with Metricology, they have a really strong idea. They help you make small incremental improvements to your website so that you can actually see what kind of changes they're making to your visitors' logs, to the visitors' times that the retention, how long they stay on your site, how many pages they go through, things like that. And it's a really, really cool way to do things. And I use them here at Coverville, and I recommend you use them as well. Check them out at metricology.com. All right, so on that first album and really throughout her career, and you heard that earlier with I Drove All Night, Cyndi Lauper is not afraid to take on the cover, and she's a master at turning songs released by other performers into and really making them her own. I don't know what I was going to say. She turns them into. They're Cyndi Lauper songs when she's done with them. How about that? She puts her stamp on it, whether it's with her voice or with her arrangements. And that first album had a couple of them. We're going to hear original versions to a couple of the songs on that first album. First up is All Through the Night. Now, this was originally released by Jules Scheer on his 1983 album Watchdog. Came out really close to the time that Cyndi released She's So Unusual. But it's a very different take, a lot more bouncy, almost like early, I would say early Paul McCartney in kind of its delivery. Here's Jules Scheer with his original version of All Through the Night.
time after time. You done me wrong. It was just like a dream. You let all my friends come over and meet, and you were so strange. You didn't have the decency to change the sheets. Oh girl, when you were mine, I used to let you wear all my clothes. You were so fine. Maybe that's the reason that it hurt me so. I know that you're going with another guy. I don't care, cause I love you, baby, that's no lie. I love you more than I did when you were mine. Sort of my best friend, so I was blind. I let you fool around. I never cared. I never was the kind to make a fuss when he was there, sleeping in between the two of us. I know that you're going with another. I don't care, cause I love you, baby, that's no lie. I love you more than I did when you were mine. When you were mine,
Dent May and his magnificent ukulele with his cover of Prince's When You Were Mine. Now, Cyndi Lauper also covered it. And actually, it was a bigger hit for Cyndi Lauper than it was for Prince. She actually released it as a single. He released it as a B-side to Controversy. When You Were Mine, and that performance right there was Dent May. The band is Dent May and his magnificent ukulele. That hasn't been released on an album yet. I'm hoping it will be very soon, because I love that cover right there. He's from Taylor, Mississippi, and Dent May is actually the guy leading the group and playing the aforementioned ukulele. Before that, The Brains with their original version of Money Changes Everything that was covered by Cyndi Lauper, and you'll find that Brains version on New Wave Gold CD, one of those compilation CDs. That was the only place I was able to track it down for a decent price. The albums, the Brains albums, are a little bit harder to find. Jules Shear kicked off that set with his original version of All Through the Night. That comes from his 1983 album Watchdog, but you can also find it on his retrospective called Horse of a Different Color. And both of those songs covered very famously and popularly by Cyndi Lauper. All right, let's get to the last set of music here, and probably the song of hers that's covered most often kicking off this next set. I had a lot of different songs to choose from, a lot of different covers of the song to choose from, and I decided to go with this one by Everything But the Girl, just because they don't change it drastically, but they change enough to make it feel like an Everything But the Girl song. And it's gorgeous. It's Time After Time, a song that Cyndi Lauper co-wrote was it Rob Hyman from the Hooters. They basically asked him to not just co-write that song, but also he and Eric Bazillion, also from the Hooters, to perform and arrange on Cindy's debut album. Let's go ahead and hear Everything But the Girl and their cover of Time After Time.
the sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, but the darkness inside you can make you feel so small. And I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors, true colors, true colors are beautiful like a rainbow. This world makes you crazy and you're taking all you can, then you call me up because you know I'll be there. And I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors, true colors are beautiful.
That is Ayn Bruin from her 2008 release Changing of the Seasons with a cover of Cyndi Lauper's True Colors. Just a beautiful, beautiful rendition there, and I really like Ayn's voice. Very, very pretty. Before that, Cyndi Lauper and the Minus Five working together to cover Midnight Radio. Now, this was a song from the film Hedwig and the Angry Inch. There was a tribute album released in 2003 called Wig in a Box. So a bunch of great artists got together and did covers of songs from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, be prepared. It's it's mind-blowing, but really cool, really worth seeing. And then we kicked off that set with Time After Time by Everything But the Girl from their 1992 acoustic album. And that is going to do it. Let's go ahead and get the closing music going there. There we go. All right, so that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that. If you want to get in touch with me, coverville@gmail.com, gmail.com. You can also go to coverville.com, post your message in the show notes, in the comments section of the show notes, or call the request line, 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-222-2683. There's going to be an all-request show coming up next week, so if you want a request in there, get your requests in right away. We will be back on Tuesday with another all-request edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abitz saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Frog Pants Network feed. This is good. This is going to be a great one, I can tell. Coverville sponsorship is provided by Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly at C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. audio program so good, it's like you're there.